بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم.
مجھ کو جینے کا سہارا چاہیے, مجھ کو جینے کا سہارا چاہیے, غم تمہارا دل ہمارا چاہیے, غم تمہارا دل ہمارا چاہیے. مجھ کو جینے کا سہارا چاہیے, مجھ کو جینے کا سہارا چاہیے, غم تمہارا دل ہمارا چاہیے. بحر الفت کا کنارا چاہیے, بحر الفت کا کنارا چاہیے, سر ہمارا در تمہارا چاہیے, غم میں بس ان کو پکارا چاہیے, غم میں بس ان کو پکارا چاہیے, ان کے ہوتے کیا سہارا چاہیے, ان کے ہوتے کیا سہارا چاہیے. مجھ کو جینے کا سہارا چاہیے, غم تمہارا دل ہمارا چاہیے. لذتِ فریاد طوفانوں میں ہے, لذتِ فریاد طوفانوں میں ہے, کون کہتا ہے کنارا چاہیے. حاصل ساحل مجھے طوفانوں میں ہے, حاصل ساحل مجھے طوفانوں میں ہے, تیرے جلووں کا نظارہ چاہیے. اپنے آہوں سے درے جانا پہ میر, اپنی آہوں سے درے جانا پہ میر, اپنی بگڑی کو سوارا چاہیے. آپ پر ہر دم فدا ہو میری جان, آپ پر ہر دم ہو فدا میری جان, غیر کی مجھ کو نہ پروا چاہیے, غیر کی مجھ کو نہ پروا چاہیے. مجھ کو جینے کا سہارا چاہیے, غم تمہارا دل ہمارا چاہیے. دست بکشا جانب زنبیل ماں, میرے سر کو تیرا سودا چاہیے. اختر ناکار دور افتاد کو, اختر ناکار دور افتاد کو, ان کی رحمت کا بلاوا چاہیے، مجھ کو جینے کا سہارا چاہیے، غم تمہارا دل ہمارا چاہیے.
الحمد للہ وکفا وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. الحمد لله منشئ الخلق من عدم، ثم الصلاة على المختار في القدم. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك على رسولك خير الخلق كلهم. يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين. بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم، يا خير من دفنت بالقاء أعظمه، فطاب من طيبهن القاع والأكم. روح الفدا لقبر أنت ساكنه، فيه العفاف وفيه الجود والكرم. هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته، لكل هول من الأحوال مقتحمي. يا رب بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا، واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولقد كرمنا بني آدم، وقال تعالى: ولقد خلقنا الإنسان في أحسن تقويم، وقال تعالى: ورفعنا لك ذكرك. صدق الله المولان العظيم. In these challenging times which we are living in, and all times were challenging, from the time of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah has brought insan into this dunya where he will be tested. And this is a test and an exam, a test is always challenging. And Allah says, as great as Allah is, but at the same time, as great as Allah is, Allah's love, Allah's kindness also knows no limits whatsoever. Allah gives the test and Allah makes them easy also. Otherwise, for Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam to put the knife on the tender throat of his son, it's an impossible thing. Allah made it easy. For Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam to be prepared to be thrown in the fire, and he was ready for it with a smile, happy. And he even refused the help of the malaika. When Jindami alayhi salatu wasalam was returning from Taif, what a test he went through Taif. And the angel, the farishta of the mountains came and said, by Allah's permission I have come, and I am in charge of the mountains. You just tell me and I'll crush these people between the two mountains. What a test. At that time, any person after going such an ordeal will be just too happy to let. But Allah makes it so. We don't have to be so frightened also. Allah is there. And Allah, let us know Allah properly, not only from one side. Allah is the greatest, most kind. So Allah Ta'ala, it can be these challenging times or the times that have come, Allah makes it easy. And also, the real challenges are not from outside. The challenges are from inside. Me, myself, in my own self, in my home, in my community, in the ummah, our challenges. The outside people, ghair are ghair. Now they are not, we don't have to worry so much. We are worrying too much of them. What they are planning against us, what they are doing against us. And in the meantime, we're forgetting ourselves what we have to do. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu alaykum anfusakum. You be worried about yourself. La yadurrukum man dhalla idha tadaytum. those who have gone astray, the outside people, ghair people, whoever they are, shaitan also, inna kayda shaitani kana za'ifa, the planning of shaitan are weak, and all this which we are fearing, all these challenges which are there, all these attacks on Islam, etc., they are no more than the spider web. The Quran has said that. Whose word can be truer than the word of the Quran? All what is required now, when we neglected our house, we did not clean it, we weren't using it, it was just lying empty. Now we just go at a feather duster, that's all, and just one hit, and that whole spider web will be gone. It won't exist, there will be no spider web left. So it is just necessary for me and for you to stand up with Iman. And who? What is greater than Iman? Maulana Muhammad Umar Sahib Panampuri Rahmatullah Ali used to say, what am I? You come, give me one punch, I'll die. I'm weak. But the Allah I'm calling to, that Allah is very great. The whole world with everything in the world, that Allah, what is all this? There's not even a spider web in front of Allah. So we just have to get up and do what we have to do. And all we have to do is nothing difficult. And Allah's help is there with us. So we just have to stand up and do what we have to do and have full trust in Allah. A person who goes walking towards Allah, Allah comes running to him. Of course, not in the physical sense. It shows the great help of Allah. Go with one hand span to Allah, Allah comes an arm's length towards you. So we just have to make that himmat. Don't become so weak and say that I can't do what the enemy is, and we made them so big. Jinnat got no power. What can they do in front of insan? Jadu, what can it do in front of ayat of Quran Sharif? In front of ayatul kursi, where are we running to amils and where are we running to all other things? When we have got the most powerful things, the ayat of the Quran Sharif and all the teachings and the du'as taught by Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, we have got everything. Where can we look aside to anyone else? So anyway, one great thing which we have to be worried about ourselves, which we are responsible for, is the position of woman in Islam. Right? We have to realize it. The West can come with all the women's love and gender equality and all what they are doing, trying to brainwash everyone, etc., into the most stupid and horrible things, most illogical things. We have to realize what position Islam has given to women. If we as the males realize it, if we as the woman realize, the woman realizes her position. And in Islam, don't worry about the other people, outside people. A Muslim woman realizes her position. A Muslim man realizes who my mother is, who a mother is, who my daughters are, who my sisters are. We realize this, then inshallah we don't have to worry of any of all the other things. So just a little bit, let us see that what was the position of woman before Islam. Very briefly, that is gone, it's a stage that's passed already, but just to give us an idea, for example, by the Jews, the women were such that during their monthly menses, they were regarded as dirty, and they were not allowed to stay in the house also. The man would not eat the food of those women also. In the books of the Christians, it is written that a woman is not worth being loved also. Say that she is not being worthy of love, and therefore the monks don't marry. That your love is only for Allah Ta'ala. A woman is not even in a position that she can be loved also. That is what how they regard it, a woman. Then we find with the Hindus, for example, that a man dies, the husband, then the wife must be burnt with the husband. And that was just the recent times. This was in their teachings, that if a man dies, a husband dies, then the woman must be burnt alive with the husband. They burn, they cremate, so the woman must also be cremated. What was the position of a woman? In the pagan Arabs, if a daughter was born, it was the greatest shame on a person. that how could their daughter, Islam taught us on the other hand, that that woman whose first child that is born is a girl, she's a blessed woman. What position Islam gave to woman? And they used to go and bury that daughter alive. Imagine that little child who goes and happily helps the father do what he's doing, digging, and she doesn't know she's digging her own grave. The father puts her in that grave, starts throwing sand over her. All her screams, your own daughter, your own liver, your own heart, and you don't, Allahu Akbar. Ulama have written that when Islam came and it gave women their position, so to say a delegation of women go to Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and at the feet of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they present a gift of thanks to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh Allah's Nabi, Allah's choicest blessings, durood, salat wa salam be upon you. We were women that were regarded worse as animals. We were regarded, we were that creation of Allah that man regarded us as dirty, as filthy. We had no position. You gave us position. You gave us and you made us most honorable. You told and you thought that Jannat lies under the feet of the mother. In other words, become so to say a slave of your mother. Serve her. A person comes and makes tawaf, carrying his mother on his back from Yemen. Makes tawaf all the time. And then he asks, have I fulfilled the rights of my mother? And he's told, the one drop of milk she fed you, and the one pain she went through when giving childbirth, you haven't even fulfilled that. What position Islam has given to women? At the same time, I must think that what regard have I given to woman? Hey, I've got a wife, I have mother, sisters, daughters, but what respect have we given to woman? We will, don't worry what the other people are saying. We are fighting and going that the woman's love there and all the gender equality, but we ourselves, what are we doing? And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah's Nabi, you gave us that position that we as a daughter, you made us the princess in the father's house. When a daughter, if we, our daughters, we treat them as princesses. They don't have to be thrown at the schools and universities and where they are going through so much of difficulty. What a woman, a young girl goes through. Islam has given her the honor. She stays in the palace of her father. And she's a princess. She is being provided for. Not that today we take our daughters that they must go and learn to earn for themselves. To make them independent. Islam never taught that a woman, as long as she's a daughter, she's dependent on her father. And the relationship, Islam balanced it also. You respect and honor her. Give her place in your home. Let her be the princess of the home. A daughter is a princess. And at the same time, she realizes also the position of the father. And she respects the authority of the father also. This Islam is balanced in every way. When she gets married, Islam made her the queen of the husband. In the palace of the husband's palace, she is the queen there. She doesn't have to go and work. She doesn't have to go and catch trains and buses and public transport and go and work for other people. No, she is a queen and she lives as a queen in the house. This is the position. So the woman say, oh Allah's Nabi, you gave us this. We were not responsible for the expenses of forget anyone else, not even our own expenses. Always you have made somebody that they must look after us. We are referred to, don't have any expenses. But then as a gift, you gave us a share in inheritance. Okay. Hey, that a woman really, she doesn't need any money. She's always there is somebody who is responsible for her. But you, if now today we change it and we want to make our woman independent, go let them go to universities, etc. And then they become independent, that is the wrong we have done. If we have taken them out of the protection of the palace and the fort of the Muslim home, whether it is a sin shanty, but it's a Muslim home, it is a fort and it is a palace for that woman. And we throw them to the wolves and the dogs, wild dogs at schools and universities, in the corporate world and in all the other places. If we have thrown them in there, that is our problem. But Islam, oh Allah's Nabi, you gave us this great, great position. You told that a person who, daughters if he brings up, sisters if he looks after, and he gives them and he brings them up how Islam is taught, that they know what is modesty, they know what is sharam and haya, what is a billion, trillion rand, what are all the palaces of the world in front of sharam and haya. A woman, especially men also, if we have the shame in our eyes, if we have shame in our tongue when we speak, if we have shame in our actions with who we relate with, then what a position, what a great quality. Oh Allah's Nabi, when women of the world didn't know what was shame and haya, you taught us. And you taught it to us in such a way that you gave us through that sharam and haya. Allah gives a woman what great position. Oh Allah's Nabi, you gave us in every way, you honored us. We were downtrodden. Nobody used to care about us. You gave us this high position. Oh Allah's Nabi, you did not forget us in the greatest charter of human rights, Hajjatul Wada, the farewell sermon of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the Khutbatul Wada of Nabi Alayhi Salatu Wasalam, which is so comprehensive, where only the answer, it's not a long constitution, there's just a few things, but in there also you did not forget us. And you said that, remember the rights of the woman and treat them well. You have made them halal in the name of Allah. Mm-hmm. And now treat them properly. You gave us that great position also. You gave us that position that when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was traveling in a caravan with women also, as they were traveling, and the driver was driving at a speed going fast. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam warned him. And he said, you have got those passengers with you who are more finer than chinaware. The chinaware, how delicate that we eat. They are more value, they are more delicate than that. Go with hudu, with ease, with comfort. Don't go roughly, don't speed like this. What great lessons for us. How many of us, when we are driving, the poor woman is sitting and her heart is in her throat all the time. The sharp bends we take, the speeds we take, sometimes over speed bumps, humps we go. And how we drive, and what Islam has taught, what a position Islam gave to women. And in all matters, Allah Ta'ala's Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has given women this great honor. The Quran Sharif is that one kitab that declared, وَلَقَدْ كَرَّمْنَا بَنِي Adam. We honored the children of Adam alayhi salam. Women are included. We didn't treat them like animals to be thrown out of the house. We didn't treat them that you speak to them in any way that I will divorce you for this. You speak one thing, then divorce you. I will do this to you. I will do that to you. And throw her out of the house, etc. Allah said, we gave them honor. وَلَقَدْ كَرَّمْنَا بَنِي Adam. And in Bani Adam, the women are included also. Allah declared, وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمٍ. We created insan, in which women are included also, in the best of forms. We created you in the best of forms. Today when we want to get married, we are looking for all beauty. That is all what we are looking for. And we forget to look in the mirror how we look. If we look a little bit in the mirror, that what I look like, and then what I want. And Allah Ta'ala has said that women, we have given them a great honor as far as their looks also are concerned. And Allah Ta'ala has said that a woman on the other side, her responsibilities also, if she brings deen in her life, when you get married, look for deen. And then you will be successful. You will have 100% success if you look for deen in a woman. So woman's position, Islam has given very, very high. Allah has given the woman an honorable position. But it is at the same time that me as a husband, as a father, as a son, how much have we fulfilled the rights of woman? We are very quick at speaking at how the West, the modern world, and how they have, what they have done about women, but really it is that what we have done them. In the Quran Sharif, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala says, وَعَاشِرُهُنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ. Treat them with, in a beautiful way, بِالْمَعْرُوفِ, in a very nice, honorable, respectful way. Ulama have written with regard to the tafsir of this ayat, فِيهِ تَعْلِيمُ الْإِحْسَانِ إِلَى النِّسَاءِ. That show ihsan, favors upon the woman. That is what we have to do. I have to consider how much really do I show ihsan. Eh? Not equal, not equal. Don't ever less than what we have to do. Don't make any zulm in any way on woman. Not only equal also, but more than that ihsan. Ihsan, kindness. More than what you pay a person, he did a job, 500 rand you have to pay him, you give him 550. You made a, that is what Islam wants. That not only that equality, that how much they deserve, but more than, fihi ta'limul ihsan ila nisa, wa rifq bihinna, and softness and kindness with them. That is the teachings of our Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And we are the Muslims and we claim to be following. And we feel hurt that our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam, whatever is being spoken and done about his honor. But what am I doing? Am I following his teaching? Am I soft with my woman? But whether it's my daughter, whether it is my sister, whether it is my wife, whether it is my auntie, everyone Allah Ta'ala, woman Allah Ta'ala has taught, وَالرِّفْقْ بِهِنَّ وَالصَّبْرْ عَلَىٰ أَعْوَاجِهِنَّ, and exercise patience on their crookedness. In other words, it's just going to be that they are going to be crooked. They are going to do things which you don't like. They are going to be crooked. You're not going to be happy, but we are taught wasabr ala awajihin. Make sabr on that. We are taught at the same time. Allah Ta'ala says, walahunna mithlu alladhi alayhinna bil ma'ruf. For women, they have also got rights. Islam has showed the right and balanced it so beautiful. As the husband has, she's got right over the husband. Husband has got rights over her. A balancing, it's not a one-sided thing. And woman should not also only feel that husband is not fulfilling my rights. Am I fulfilling my husband's rights? And this is a simple thing that if we keep Allah Ta'ala in mind and we want to please Allah and we work to please Allah, the wife also, the husband also, and we don't worry of my rights. As Hadith Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, a time will come when your rights will not be fulfilled. At that time, what was the guidance of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam? You fulfill the rights of the other person. Whoever, the wife must fulfill the rights of the husband. You worry about that. And your rights, you make sabr. And by sabr, Allah is going to give you. And you beg Allah for your rights. You ask Allah for your rights. But today, everyone is claiming his rights. The husband also, if the wife is not fulfilling his rights, he must make sure he fulfills her rights. That is his duty and he's going to be questioned about that. And about his rights, the wife isn't serving him, doing what she has to do. That rights he must ask from Allah Ta'ala. These are the teachings of our Nabi. Hadith. We will have a perfect life if we Islam is that perfect. We always will say it's a perfect religion, but why don't we practice it? Islam is the true religion. And if we show this great respect, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, Jazahumullah Khair, when he spoke on the subject, he said that one of the rights of the woman is this also, that you give them a certain amount of money, monthly money, weekly, monthly, whatever your arrangement is, in which you don't take no account from them. Where did you spend it? What did you do with that money? You give her other money for the household expense, and there also Allahu Akbar. Islam has taught that your man must go out and earn. And then he comes home and he gives the money to his wife. You spend it now. He works for his wife really. This is the position Islam has given to women. That the man must work outside. He must go and earn. And he will come. And more than that, what is more appropriate, that not only he comes and gives the money, but he goes and he pushes the trolley in the shops.
and he buys everything, and he carries those shopping bags, and he comes and gives it to her. This is all for the house. And he buys her clothes for her. He buys her shoes for her. And he gives her everything. What Islam has done. And she must dress, not for other people, for the husband. So the husband will buy what he wants her to wear. So she will dress for the husband now. If she goes and do her own shopping, she will do what she wants to. Perhaps she wants to impress other people with her show, with her clothes that she wears, her show, shoes, her handbag, etc. But when the husband will buy, so Islam has really made in this sense the woman, the man, like a slave of the woman. Eh? Islam has given this honor. Then Islam reminded again, وَلَهُنَّ مِثْلُ الَّذِي عَلَيْهِنَّ بِالْمَعْرُفِ وَلِلْرِّجَالِ عَلَيْهِنَّ دَرَجَةً. And that men have got a, they are made a one step superior, they are made the Amir. You understand that he will act like a slave, but you don't treat him like a slave. He is the Amir in the house. He is the responsible person. He is going to earn, you stay at home comfortably. He will provide for you. And more than that, he will actually not only give you the money, and you must go and do the shopping, he'll do the shopping. And he'll come and give it all to you, but you don't treat him like a slave now. But that he has got a stage above you, and we're so balance of everything. If we maintain this way of life, and we understand the great position Allah Tabaruk wa Ta'ala has given women in all aspects of their life, then Islam will shine in the world. People will not be able to, just like if we loved our lives and we were models of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. One person, most probably it was in Germany, middle-aged person, Muslim, and he's serving everyone in his locality, Muslim, non-Muslim, running errands for people, doing gardening a little bit here, everything he was doing. Police caught him as a terrorist. Those people, non-Muslim, if he's a terrorist, we also would like to be terrorists. A person who's got this akhlaq. And if he's a terrorist, we would also like to be terrorists then. That is this any crime? That he's serving everyone. Those old people who can't do their own shopping, who can't go and do their things, he's doing everything. So if we live the lives of Islam, and we were living as Muslims, people will not be able to speak a word against Islam. It is not that we have to fight them, we have to correct our nafs. And we have to realize who we are and what the right. So this is, and this is one aspect of Islam. If the whole of deen, this is what we have to do to bring in all this crisis, all these challenges, the solution is so simple that we just have to bring deen in our lives. And not a lopsided deen, but a complete deen. Not a deen of show, outside that I'm very pious, now I'm giving heavy bayan and speaking and everything. But when I go home, then what my attitude to my wife? How do I treat her? That everything is right, Islam what it says is right, but the woman of today, now you can't treat them what we can't say it. Our iman won't allow us to say it. But the woman of today, now you have to be hard on them. And you have to be very, really, if we do bring the teachings of deen, and that yaqeen is that what Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam taught us, no matter how much, na'uzu billah, illogical it seems to me, doesn't make sense, but practice upon it and see 100% the result. It has proven what were the condition of woman before, what was the whole social structure of Arabia before, of the world, what was it? And those which seemed illogical things. But Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, first effort was to build this yaqeen in the Sahaba. That what Allah has said, what Allah's Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is saying, this is the absolute. Today one great weakness we have got is we haven't got yaqeen on the words of Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. We will say that the others are saying about the virus, all the protocols, those are precautions. But what is Islam, asking over and over, what are the precautions Islam shows? When we say yaqeen in Allah Ta'ala, when we say our du'as, Ayatul Kursi, the three quls, with Bismillah, it doesn't seem to make sense. No, what is the precaution? We want something which we can actually do like, and we can, but these are those, Allahu Akbar. people who read their du'as, no matter what difficulties came upon them, how Allah took them out of those difficulties. What hardships, 2 rakats of namaz, at the time when a person was going to take the life of a person, he said, let me perform my 2 rakats of namaz. When they went and to the kings, which were so oppressive, but when they went there and they read their du'as, those kings couldn't do anything, though everything was in their control. Khalid ibn Walid radiyallahu ta'ala anhu goes right into the court of these people, and with a handful of sahaba, but with no fear. That yaqeen is very much, that is what we have to work on, bring in it. So the teachings which Islam is given for women also, that I have the, it's not that only for kitabs, and it is not only for talking, but it is to do it practically. And also not to wait that the woman also will do her part. I must do my part. Controller of hearts is none other than Allah. If we will do what we have to do, Allah is the changer of hearts. Allah will change their hearts. And then they will become your slaves. And so many instances our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali has written. One particular instance that a husband would never spend time with his wife, outside with his friends, in the outside world, doing all what he wants to, and demanding everything at home. He wants food. Those instances also, where men had extramarital affairs, and asked the wife to cook for them. And then they will take that food and go there. Those women, they did what they had to do. They served the husband. Then Allah changed the condition that those very men became the slaves of those women. And they lived their life according to the ishara, according to their whatever the wife wanted, they did that. So we have to do what we have to do, and Allah will give. So Islam has given great, great position to women, and it is for us to express it, to make it manifest, to make it known. Then after that we come, one was how, what the condition of woman was before Islam. What Islam has given woman, what great honor, what great respect Islam has given. And now we come in that, what we call the enlightened time. Mm. And now the time of the scientists, because all along, that they always regarded themselves the worldly people, that we are the enlightened people. And these people are not only in the dark ages, all the time they were in, but the real jahiliyyah and the real ignorance was not in Islam, it was the people outside Islam. Today also, the backwardness is not in the people of Islam, the Muslims, the people who are outside Islam, they are really going more backwards all the time. Islam is the only religion that is a living religion. The greatest, Allahu Akbar, Huzur Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his life he lived in such a way that he did not write any autobiography of himself. But the amount of biographies that have been written of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, of no one else in the world has so many biographies been written. Perhaps the only oldest qabr in the world that is being visited and visited so much that you can't stand there for 1 minute also. There's so many people are coming and they are just visiting. So known qabr of anyone in the world perhaps, there is no one else but Hazrat Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the people with all these regulations and things, people's hearts are burning and aching to be present. People in their thoughts are present in front of Rozae Mubarak and presenting the Salat of Salam in front of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What great honor Allah had given to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Anyway, this new zamana which Judge Akbar Allahabadi, what a great man also he was a judge of the High Court in Allahabad when the British were ruling Islam. He says that, oh, this modern and this enlightened time, enlightened light, there is a lot of light. You say you are enlightened, outwardly you are enlightened, but inwardly you are filthy, dirty, and you are dark. This zamana of freedom of woman, emancipation of woman, and liberation of woman, woman's love, what has it done? Taken the woman out of the protection of their home. That young girl which was a princess, brought them and put them into schools, brought them and put them into universities, And there, what is happening is not hidden to anyone whatsoever. Hey, all our young girls, that these parties that they are having, whether it is a matric ball, whether it is a rave party, whether it is the corporate world, now at this time of the world, all the parties that are happening, how many cases the neighborhood watches of our towns around, a young girl of 16, 18, 20, literally have to bring a woman and dump her in front of her father's house door, that she's drunk, she's with drugs. Is this liberation of woman? Hey, is this what is called giving women their rights? That this young girl who was with the princess of the house, that she is being treated like this, and this is her result today. Then she becomes a drug addict, and go and see in the rehabs that our young girls, and said we have to cry tears of blood, grown up women, grown up men, respectable homes, and they are there. Is this woman's love? Is this emancipation of women? Are we gone so blind and we don't realize I want my daughter to have university, but don't I realize that I'm actually sending them, may Allah save us all, that we are sending them to hell, to Jahannam? Hey, is that what is the emancipation of women? And is that the freedom of women that they are treated like this? Hey, that famous instance that the flower complained to the oyster, that I am such that I am a flower, beautiful flower. And what the people do, they admire me, they play with me, they handle me, I'm a beautiful flower. And then when I'm withered, they throw me in the dustbin. And the oyster said that me, that I am, that I stay away from all people. And I have that pearl inside me, and I go deep down in the water. And I am protected there. So the women of the world who expose themselves, what is called the liberation of women, and what is called gender equality, that as men are open, women must also be open. All these poor women, they are just being used by people. And after being used, then they are dumped and thrown into the dustbin. Whereas a Muslim woman, she's kept like the pearl in the oyster. And she's respected and she's honored in that way. What great position Allah has given woman. If I can realize it, we can realize it. And our Islam, our Quran, our Hadith has given to this to us on the plate. We don't have to research today. We don't have to go and do all scientific tests or anything. It is given to us in the plate. If only we can have that little bit of understanding to now apply it and keep women as they are supposed to be in their way of life. And they have taken women out of the homes. And they have put women, it comes in the hadith, that a woman, whichever people hand over their matters to a woman, in other words, make a woman the leader, a prime minister, or anything, today for them it is a thing that it is of great achievement, that the first time in the history of the world, a woman has become the vice president of America, or a president of a country, prime minister of a country, first time in the history of this country, that woman who was supposed to be protected, biologically Allah has made her. She should have been in the protection of the home, and no goodness will come to that nation. Who hand over, وَلَهُنَّ مِثْلُ الَّذِي عَلَيْهِنَّ بِالْمَعَرُوفِ وَلِلْرِجَالِ عَلَيْهِنَّ دَرَجَةً. Allah has given man an honorable position over her. And in this process, what has happened? There are those women that they can't handle it. It is just an outward show when they are with people. And the amount of stress they are going through. Till the 1950s, when in America also, the men were more in the corporate world, working in businesses, etc. When women came in, how many more women suffered from stress? Suffered from all these other things, for which then they are living on tablets, all types of tablets, and they are all the time torn between the workplace. A woman, for example, when she's working at home, serving her family, husband, children, looking after them, what a great honor for her. And what great rewards that she's serving. But now when she goes and works in a restaurant, this is now woman's lab. She's now given freedom. She works as an air hostess now. Now she's given freedom. And everyone is throwing dirty looks at her. Everyone is dishonoring and disrespecting her. So what is the value of that woman? And when she's at home, then she's serving. And she's now really, she has got her honorable position when she's staying at home. And when she goes out into all these places and does all work for other people, what value? She loses all her value. Today, in the name of woman's lib, how many women have been made into prostitutes? And they are selling themselves for a meager sum of money. And to any and everyone, whoever wants them, they are there, available to be hired for an hour or for two. And what is her value? Is that woman's liberation? Is that emancipation of woman? Is that the value of woman? Whereas on the other hand, Islam is taught that that woman, that sharam, haya in her. There is no ever, that thought can ever come to her. And she stays with respect and honor. And all in her home she stays with this respect and honor. So Islam has given woman the greatest position. And nobody can give a woman more higher position than Islam. This is Al-Yawma Akmaltu Lakum Deenakum. Your deen has been perfected and completed. The position of woman, the Quran has explained it thoroughly throughout the Quran. And all this has come by the great and honorable personality of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. That Allah Ta'ala says, وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ. O Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, your personality, your person, your deen, your teachings, everything of yours, we have made it most sublime. And if we comply with the teachings of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, as far as the woman's rights are concerned, and what position Allah has given to her, we the world will see that how high the position of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam. Nobody will have the audacity or dare to make any cartoon of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam. He will realize that I'm doing a great disservice and great injustice to myself. Forget, I can never do it to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When the sun is shining bright and you say there is no sunshine, you are just making yourself a fool. And you are proving you are being a stupid fool to the whole world. But Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, so Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam has taught the great position of woman. So it is also a very balanced thing. The woman must also respect the husband and also fulfill the rights of the husband. Islam is that perfect deen that has shown, like for example, that if somebody has done wrong to you, you have the full right of taking revenge equal also. Islam has given you that right. And Islam has encouraged you to forgive also. It is your choice. You can forgive also. So Islam, like this, with regard to woman also, has given the great and honorable position. And at the same time, the position of the man also. That also, it is balanced. If it is there, we will see the great. So we have to make that effort to bring this deen into our lives. This complete deen, this balanced deen. It's not only that now we hear a talk like this and the woman go and claim their rights from their husband, or the husband go and claim their rights. It's a two-sided thing. And if you want to clap your hands, you can't clap it with one hand also. The two hands together, then you will applaud the Islam. And you will applaud the teachings of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When the two hands clap together, then we will realize what is the honorable position of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In the name of woman's lab and the freedom of woman, there was destruction and the plundering of the modesty and haya of the woman. In any and everything we can think of. A woman, for example, in the Western countries, or even now in all, throughout the countries. One clip that came, that I still have to mop up the whole house, the kitchen, the bathroom. I have to drop the children at school. I have to pick them up. I have to do this, I have to do that. The stress on a woman. Till today, now at this moment, even those women who are not Muslims, who are living in rural areas, just take and think, a young 18-year-old girl, a young 20-year-old girl, she wakes up on her time in the morning, she works in the house, cleans the house, no stress on her. Nothing whatsoever. And an 18-year-old girl, a Muslim or a non-Muslim girl, when it is that Western, this what is called woman's lib, what is her condition? Eh? She's under so much of stress and so much of pressure all the time. With her children all the time, the young girl like that, perhaps no children, but a woman with her children and all the extra related duties and responsibilities upon them, how much of stress. Woman, then the sicknesses they have to go through. And today, in the name of woman's lib also, that a woman uses the loop, for example. Islam said, Inni mukathirun bikumul umam. And now with all this, a woman, when we follow that way of life, and she doesn't want her monthly menses in Ramadan, when she goes for Hajj or Umrah, and she avoids it, and causes herself so much problems, lifelong problems. All in the name of emancipation and freedom of woman. Now you are freed of your menses for that month, and you cause problems for your whole life. And with all the other birth control methods also, a whole lot of harm is causing. There are details of it which we should find out from the muftis, but basically these are the things. Like for example, in their way of life, but not related to the subject, but to give us an idea, that life insurances, for example, they will be presented in such a way, when you die, your family got no problem. You have taken a policy out of 4 million, 5 million rand. It will all come to your family, they will be looked after, it looks, and all the other rosy things. But that very life policy has become for the most cause of the most gruesome murders of the person who took it out for your welfare and your goodness. And now they kill that person. We know it's happening in the world all the time. Grandchildren who kill their grandmother, just for that policy. Her husband has his wife killed in the month of Ramadan, at the time of iftari. That woman keeping roza and having her killed. So this, they don't show the other side. Shaitan will only show you the outside, what looks like a shining thing, but the inside, dirty, filthy things. That's the sandal. We, with the power of Iman, we should try and understand these things and not fall for this alien way of life. Call it a Western way of life. Call it a modern way of life. Call it whatever else. But and remember, Allah, give us tawfiq, whatever is divine from Allah, whether it makes sense or not, that is 100% correct. What is man-made has got faults and faults in it. Through and through it has got faults in it. And Allah has shown it to us right at the beginning of the Quran Sharif with the Bani Israel. Allah said, for example, when they wanted to know the murderer of that one respectable and honorable person, Allah said, slaughter a cow and put one part of the cow, the tail or the tongue, whatever, on the dead person, he will come. It makes no sense, but divine law is 100%. And when man-made laws we follow, it has got unlimited problems for us. So Allah Ta'ala has given us this beautiful deen. Let us realize what women were, what Islam gave position to women. Until now, until the day of Qiyamah, what Islam has given the woman their position, that is their position, and it will be there. And let them also realize the right of the husband also. And that Allah has made them superior with the daraja. One stage higher. They are not now to make zulam. They are not zalims. They are not there to treat the woman and make their own laws for the woman. They are there to see that the woman also helps and promotes the deen of Allah with her children. And in everything, Allah has given the man that position. And then let us not be fooled with the name of emancipation and woman's liberation. These are all just sugar-coated words, and that sugar also is bitter. There is nothing good in it. It is only darkness. And then finally, we have to return to Allah Ta'ala. And the greatest day of a man's life, of a woman's life, will be when we return with Iman. There will be no greater day. What is the Laylatul Zufar? Your first night with your wife, which we think is the greatest day in my life. The greatest day is the day when we will return with Iman. And the worst day of my life is not when some people kidnap me, or some people, I was in jail, and I was, the police treated me in a very bad way. The worst day in a person's life will be, may Allah save us, if we die without iman. And we have to go without iman, that will be the worst day, and what we will have to face, and what we will have to see. The Quran spells it out. The hadith spells it out. Allah has given us a most beautiful deen. So let us not be fooled with this Western way, call it a way. And also, don't blame the West also. Shaitan is the one. They were also, we all know, the king of Austria, that perhaps not even 100 years ago, his wife was also in niqab. And in all their lives, if we take the Afrikaner woman, you take the English woman, you take the African woman, they all had sharam haya. But they were overtaken by shaitan. Shaitan is our enemy. And now shaitan's full attack is upon us. And we can see already what we have done with our young daughters, where we are putting them, what type of a life we are giving them. They are just too happy when they get the car keys and they got the driving license. But we don't know what harm we have caused them with that. And when we are making them independent in any way, we are making the worst disservice we can do is to let a woman think she's independent. And I don't need my husband. And the causes in their woman's love, that a woman feels, I don't have to respect my husband. I don't have to listen to him. I've got my degrees. I've got my job. And she hardly reaches the age of 40 and 50. And then when her sicknesses come and all her problems, now there's nobody to look after. A woman who is free for all, when she is in need, there's nobody to look after. A woman who is one husband's wife, and she serves the husband. When she is in problems, the husband feels his honor to serve that woman. And he will go out of his way to do everything for her. Whereas the other, and see how many lives are wasted. How many of our young women, what were things they are doing, their lives are being wasted. And they are just like lying by the side of the road, and nobody to care for them. Nobody to think about them. Islam has given great honor to women. Let us not be fooled with the words of emancipation of women, freedom of women, woman's lib. This is total destruction for sanfe nazuk, for this weaker sex, for this poor woman who are biologically also weak. Mentally, Allah has acknowledged that they are weaker than men, and therefore they need more attention. They have to be looked after more. And they must not also feel that, no, we also can be equal to man, and we can also, in the corporate world, we can also race with man for position and for all things. This is bringing nothing but destruction. A woman who stays at home and lives at home, her clothes are simple. Her lifestyle is simple. And she doesn't need anything much. A woman who goes out to work, it looks like she's earning a lot of money. But it's all going in her fashion. It's all going in her cosmetics. It is all going in all other harmful things, all that money. And when a woman, a mother, her little child is born, and the first chuckle of the child, the mother is deprived. And a maid who is hired to look after, she sees, and it has no value to that maid. But the first step the child takes, which will make the mother so happy, that my child took the first step, the mother is deprived of that. This is no emancipation. This is deprivation. And this is zulm upon the woman. Zulm upon zulm. Zulmatum ba'duha fawqa ba'd. Darkness upon darkness. Zulm upon zulm in this world. Let us not be fooled. Let us try our best to come back to an Islamic way of life, to the beautiful teachings of deen, and see the honorable position of woman. That woman who stays at home and her children, and with her tarbiyah, they become men of iman. They become men and daughters of sharam and haya, of truthfulness. In that world they are taught, a woman teaches her children to lie. And she encourages them to lie also. The values which Islam is taught, and the woman, this is the work of a woman. She imbues these qualities, characteristics in those little upgrowing beautiful children of Islam. and they have that iman, and they have that truthfulness, and the qualities of ithar, of to do, prefer others and give things to others, all those great qualities. This is, a nanny will never do that. A daycare can never ever do that. What Islam is taught and what Islam is given. If a mother looks after her own children, she's backwards. When she's looking after children of other people, she's now very progressive. And she's earning a big wage now. And she's really being constructive now. Whereas really, she's totally destructive. Destructive to herself, destructive to her children. Allah give us the proper understanding. Appreciate our Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Wa rafa'na laka zikrak. What is the honorable position in this one aspect of woman? What position Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam gave the woman? Allah give us all tawfiq. Guide us to righteousness. And then see what, and then understand the position of Hazrat Khadija radiyallahu anha. The position of Hazrat Aisha radiyallahu anha, the position of Hazrat Asiya, the wife of Fir'aun, and the mother of Maryam, of Isa alayhi salam, Hazrat Maryam, and thousands of women, honorable women, each woman of ours, our little daughters, can also be amongst those people. If we bring this Islamic teachings, then they can be also amongst these great, great noble women who are really women and who had the true freedom and who had a true understanding of deen. Allah bless us all with that and guide us to His pleasure. Amen.